streets. Lou Smith and Logan in the morning. And if you please, welcome to the Kix 95.3 studios, our very own Washington State Representative of the 19th District, Mr. James Walsh. Jim, how are you?
Morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay in here, believe it or not. Some are, others maybe not so much. Everybody's kind of a little bit freaked out, everything that's going on. But
with good reason.
I always say, you know, hey, it doesn't do anybody any good to panic. So let's talk to you a little bit about, what. First of all, what's going on with our governor? He's obviously shut down a lot of things. He's planning on possibly shutting down more stuff today, including local restaurants and places of gathering and entertainment. What are your thoughts on what's happening? And is he in the right to do what he's doing?
Yeah, he is. Just last November, we had on that ballot, and it didn't get a lot of attention, an amendment to the state constitution that gave the governor what lawyers call extraordinary powers, so that in a time of emergency, it widened the scope of things the governor can do in this state. And we voted that in. That passed. It didn't get a lot of attention because $30 car tabs was on that same ballot.
Sure.
And Ref 88 about affirmative action was on that same ballot. Those things got most of the attention. This one kind of slipped in with less attention. But it did get a vote. It got the support of the people. So it went into effect. So that gives the governor more power, more discretion to do things while there's a state of emergency. And this is, you know, it's a state of emergency. So he's in his rights to do what he's doing, but he's kind of coming up to the limit of what those new rights are. Yeah. So, you know, we're watchful, but we this is not the time to, Phil, to be quibbling and sniping. We want him to be able to do the things that he must do to try to flatten out the incident rate. You've all probably seen those graphs.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a bell curve.
Yeah.
And if it spikes up too fast, you end up overwhelming hospitals and medical providers. So you want to kind of flatten it out and let it go a little more slowly through the population, the virus.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the good news here is, for most people, the virus is not a fatal thing.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to make it sound too trivial either. It's worse than a cold.
Yeah.
But it's not fatal in most cases. So you want it to kind of go through the population gradually. People get their immunity built up to it, or we get a vaccine developed for it. And then just sort of channel it through the population in a way that doesn't overwhelm the hospitals.
So really the idea here is to keep it from doing that,
right?
Basically getting so many people sick all at once, and then everybody run into the hospital. And you got people, let's face it, running up the hospital now with every
sniffle
and fever, thinking they've got COVID-19 when they don't. It could be, because there's also a flu going around right now.
Separate, but at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, which can also be it's a pretty nasty flu that's going around, so I can understand how people think maybe they're sick with this COVID-19 when they're not. But another thing that that we've been discussing amongst you know, those here in the radio station is how the things that they're doing as far as shutting places down in like Seattle, Pierce County, King County, where people, just such a huge population, and how does that really translate to us in these smaller populated areas? I mean, obviously, we do have a risk, but we have that big of a risk where we need to shut down restaurants, bars, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest social distancing you can do is live in a small town. We are socially distanced every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that kind of urgent crisis, a little bit less here, but what do they say, non-zero. There's still some risk. You know, what's next? People keep saying to me, what's next? What will the governor do next? And in these extraordinary powers he got under that amendment to the state constitution, he could implement hard quarantines and hard curfews. He could say, the streets should be closed after 10 p.m. till 6 a.m., something like that. Now, he hasn't done that yet, but that would be the next step, and that would probably still be in the lines of the powers that he was given under that change. But if you go much farther than that, and this is where we got to be really careful. Now, some people are worried that martial law is next. Now, be really careful about talking about that. Martial law is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a very specific thing.
Yeah.
And it happens only in really extraordinary situations that this is not. And it only happens under very specific set of facts, really, that has to start at the federal level with the president. Yeah. And we are not near the kind of situation that calls for true martial law. And I know people are worried that we're heading that direction. Some people are. But I can assure you, we're not close to that kind of situation. What we have here is a viral outbreak, a virus outbreak. This happens from time to time.
Yep.
We are responding more to this one than we have to other ones. You'll remember, listeners will remember, there was SARS.
Yeah.
There were a couple of, there was swine flu. There have been other ones like this.
It seems like there's been a lot of comparisons to how this one is being handled compared to H1N1.
Correct.
Swine flu, when it was also pretty devastating and it wasn't to this degree of lockdown. What's your thoughts on the difference between these two?
The immediate difference for us here in Washington is we just granted the governor tools that he didn't have.
Or back in H1N1.
His predecessors didn't have back then. So he's using the tools we gave him just a few months ago. I think generally with social media, with other changes in the media, there's kind of more awareness of these things than there was even a few years ago. So some of that drives it. But the specific difference to your question is we gave the governor these powers. And he's using them. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I think he's generally in his rights to do it. I think the situation calls for it. But the powers we gave him are not unlimited.
Yeah.
And he can't go around abridging or infringing or impairing basic rights that you and I and everybody has to go out and walk the streets, to speak our minds, the classic constitutional rights you've got. He can't. You know, cut those off because he's got these powers to help manage an outbreak of a virus. Yeah. So it's a balancing act. So far, I think we're in okay balance, even though I'm concerned and watching. Mm-hmm. If it gets out of balance, I think there'll be a stronger pushback against the governor. But so far, and look, you know, man, I'm critical of him on many fronts.
Sure.
I think he's in his rights to do what he's done so far, and we want the government to help manage this outbreak.
And when we're talking about the shutting down certain businesses and whatnot, obviously that can be devastating to the businesses, but how long do you think this is really going to go on? I mean, some people think it's going to be going on 6 months from now,
right,
but we're only talking a few weeks here.
There's a life cycle to these viruses and how they spread. And it's on the short end, it would, you know, there's modeling that we've seen. On the short end, it would spread through most of our state's population in about 4 weeks. And the long end, maybe 8 to 12 weeks. And that's why you're seeing the schools shut down for the period of time they are, because they've estimated that's kind of when the peak will pass.
Yeah.
And that's probably right.
Yeah.
These things follow a pretty predictable kind of mathematical expansion. So I imagine it'll be something like 4 to 6 weeks at the worst of it. It'll be over.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We have to wait and see. But, you know, the other thing I want to say, too, Phil, is there are, you know, the legislature did pull out $200 million out of our rainy day fund to give to state agencies, primarily the Department of Health, but also the Department of Commerce, to try to deal with this thing. And that includes some money that'll come through the State Department of Commerce and the Small Business Administration to try to help businesses that have been impacted by the closings. And those programs are still being set up, so I can't even give a lot of detail on it. But the Small Business Administration may be one of the main channels that people, if you own one of those restaurants or own one of those bars, and you want to know if you can get some kind of relief on this forced closure, you might be reach out to the Small Business Administration or State Department of Commerce, which they both have websites, and I can forward that information to you guys here.
That'd be
wonderful. And find out when and how some of this relief package will be available.
They may not have answers for you right this second.
No, they're literally making the rules. Yeah.
There's going to be something. There's got to be something in place. I mean, if you're going to force businesses to shut down, you got to have a way to help them out, too.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. They're kind of making it up as they go along. They're making the rules for the programs literally right now, because we just put the money into place last Thursday. So give them a little grace to get their act together on that, just as you can ask for a little grace on your rent and your mortgage payments.
Yeah.
Other question, too, is about utilities.
Yeah.
The state has a little bit more ability to manage utilities, and I think you'll see that most utilities will end up having a program for grace periods and non-shutoffs. And I think what they'll do is they'll suspend shutoffs for a period of time, for a month or 2 months to start, and we'll take it from there.
So just remember that even though things seem a little scary right now, especially when you're thinking of yourself financially, with this type of thing, there's also going to be also relief for consumers stressed through certain areas.
Oh, sure.
So something to be aware of.
And, you know, so
don't
it's get, a beautiful day
so
out.
Don't
I mean,
panicked.
Don't freak, you know,
don't
go
freak
back
out.
To first things. Yeah, I think we, you know, everybody wants to, what we want to do is avoid the situation that happened in Italy,
yeah.
where they didn't really take any precautions. And what happened there was they overwhelmed their hospitals.
Yes.
So what we want to do is we want to flatten the incident rate of this virus out so that, you know, we don't overwhelm our hospitals and our providers, that they we can manage it so they can deal with the people coming in appropriately, get them good care they need. And we don't want a big chunk of this to happen quick and then kind of burst through our infrastructure for delivering health care here.
Yeah.
And this is something that is always good government to do, to try to manage these things. So, you know, I think we're doing what we can do. I think we're in the limits of the law, and we're watchful. I mean, at this point, we're just watching, and we'll help as much as we can. You know, don't despair. Don't panic. We'll survive this, and this is still a beautiful place to live, and it'll be a beautiful place to live in 6 weeks.
It's the beginning of this. It's not the end is in sight.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it's not going to be here for.
And the thing to remember, I don't want to downplay COVID-19. I mean, it can be deadly to people who are elderly or have immune systems that are already compromised.
Yeah.
But it's not fatal to most people. So keep that in mind. I mean, we want people to be well, but this is, it's worse than our standard cold, but it's not the Ebola plague or something like that. So, I mean, we can manage this, and we will.
It's not the movie Contagion. And I notice a lot of people have been watching that lately.
I'm sure
maybe
that's
you should lay off
popping up on Netflix. Hi, right?
Maybe quit. Don't watch movies like Outbreak, Contagion. Just stay away from those. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
No,
James
it's good
Walsh,
to talk to you guys.
Always great having you stop on by, and thanks for the update. We appreciate that very much.